It isn't what we say or think that defines us, but what we do. Jane Austen. This is the What We Do by Kira Kazantsev podcast.
Hey everyone, we are back for episode 16 of the What We Do podcast. This week's guest is someone that is a mentor to me, but is also just a very wonderful friend of mine. I'm excited to introduce Kelly Davis to the show. Kelly is the director of celebrity relations for Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, which means she's in charge of getting the cause in front of celebrities, getting them on board to help market the cause, and she also makes some incredible moments happen for kids with their celebrity heroes. Kelly is the host of the Untold Miracles podcast, where she shares incredible miracle stories, and she is a motivational speaker sharing her personal struggles with anxiety, low self-esteem, body dysmorphia, and how she's overcome them. This episode is so meaningful to me. In fact, I definitely shed a couple of tears when we were recording. So I hope you all enjoy this episode as much as I enjoyed making it. Hi, Kelly.
Kira, I'm so excited to be on your podcast.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so excited. So proud of you, girl.
I would not be here without you. You gave me the inspiration and the push to do this. So thank you.
Well, you are a woman that always makes things happen. And when you said you wanted to do this, I'm like, yes, you have to do this. You're so perfect. You are so good with a camera and you know so many people and you have such a different perspective than anyone else based on you traveling the world.
Well, thank you.
In your role as Miss America. And like, it's, I love tuning into your podcast. I'm like, who's she going to interview this week and what's she going to talk about and what am I going to learn? Like, it's amazing.
Thank you.
Natural.
Thank you. But I mean, the podcasting thing can be like a big mountain to climb and just a random crazy
I remember
world.
The day you called me and you were having a hard day and you're like, I just felt like you were really down and you just didn't know if you could do it. And if I can do a podcast and I know nothing about technology at all, anybody can do a podcast. And literally, like, the next thing I know, you've got your website, you've got your podcast, and you just made it happen. You just made it happen.
I know. Well, that's just goes to show what happens when women support women, and you just took the time out of your day to give me that mentorship that day, and it meant the world to me. So,
well, what I didn't know is there's a lot of resources out there to help people with podcasts, mm-hmm. and I just think it's really great that we don't have to do it on our own. There's people that have some amazing tools and tips that we can use to be more successful without having to necessarily go through the trenches on our own.
Yeah, yeah, because I'm not a sound engineer. So, no thanks. But there are people out there that can help mm-hmm. you with that. Yes. So, okay, while we're talking about podcasts, let's just jump right in and talk about the Untold Miracles podcast.
Oh my gosh, I'm so grateful and so blessed that I get to be the host of the Untold Miracles podcast. Every week I interview a celebrity and we talk about miracles. And for 22 years, I've worked at Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. We treat 10 million kids at 170 children's hospitals across the country. And in my role as celebrity relations, I get to work with amazing celebrities like Chris Pratt and Zendaya and Chris Pine and Kristen Bell. And they're guests on the show and they talk about the miracles in their life. But most importantly, I want people to be inspired to believe in miracles, but really go out and create miracles in the lives of those around them.
And I'm sure you love all of your guests, but what has been like a particularly standout moment on your podcast that you were like, this is going to help people?
Well, I just want to share one story with you. Mike Ruzioni, he won the gold medal when we beat the Russians back in 1980, and he shared a miracle story that happened to me. And it was really, just really impactful because he shared that his wife's father died. And he was scheduled to play in a golf tournament. And he wasn't going to go play in the golf tournament. And his wife is like, just go do it. And he's like, okay, I'm going to do it, but I'm going to hit a hole-in-one today for your dad. And he hit a hole-in-one that day, won the tournament, and won the money to pay for the funeral. And he's like, that was a miracle. And so every guest has a different miracle like that. And you just recognize that there's a higher power. I mean, you know, you're a golfer. You don't just go out and hit a hole in one.
It doesn't happen. I've not had the happen to me
yet. Done it myself. But how amazing was that experience? And so it just, time and time and time, people have shared stories like that where I'm like, you know what? We have the power to create miracles for those around us. And that's, I think, what I walk away with is, you know, God is good, but typically he works through our hands to help create those miracles for people.
Well, he's definitely working through your hands because you create miracles for kids every single day. So I would love for you to talk about your role with Children's Miracle Network Hospitals and how you came to be the celebrity relations director, because it's a pretty cool job.
Well, I have to say, I feel so blessed. I was working in the NFL before this. I was working for the Denver Broncos. I got a phone call. They're like, do you want to come work for this charity that I have never heard of? And I flew from Denver to Salt Lake City. And honestly, it's the best decision I have ever made in my entire life. And I was really worried about it because I'm like, I'm leaving the NFL to go work for a charity. But I just started working with celebrities back in 2000. I don't even know how it happened. I don't have a celebrity relations experience, but I was doing PR and I just started working with celebrities, and then I met more celebrities and more celebrities and more celebrities. And it's all about networking. And so really for the last 15 years, I've had the opportunity to work with some of the best human beings on the planet. I mean, I've seen it all. I got to work with Christopher Reeve, Superman, before he passed away. He was paralyzed from an accident, and he was so incredibly inspiring. I mean, he could barely talk and move, but he was happy every day, and that impacted me big time. And so, I mean, just from meeting the president to meeting these miracle kids who really are the celebrities, I'm just blessed. I'm so blessed.
But you can pick up the phone and just like call Adam Levine's manager or Katy Perry's manager or whatever. So like, I'm sure there's plenty of young girls out there or young kids out there that would love to do the job that you do. So how do you learn to do that? Because it's really intimidating. And also like, where do you get that information? How does that turn into your repertoire?
Right. Well, a lot of people come up to me and they're like, I could never do your job. I don't know how you do your job. For me, the reason it's easy to do my job is because I get to meet so many of these 10 million kids treated at our hospitals, and there's nothing I won't do for them. So I'm on a plane and I see Josh Duhamel and he's on the plane. I'm going to go talk to him about supporting kids at Children's Miracle Network Hospitals because I feel like every celebrity on the planet should help save kids' lives. So I have no fear.
So you just go up to him?
Oh, yeah. I just go up to him. I mean, every time in the Salt Lake airport, I always run into a celebrity. I ran into, what's the girl from the 27 Dresses? Catherine Heigl,
yeah.
She was there. I'm like, oh my gosh, she needs to support Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. Just went right up to her. Hey, Catherine, I'm with Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. I'd love to get you involved in our charity, but I'm always looking for it. Like, I'm always looking for celebrities, and I run into them everywhere. I was at dinner in LA. Queen Latifah was sitting right next to us. I'm like, I'm going to go talk to her. And the people at the table are like, no, you're not. You are not going to get up right now and bug her. I'm like, yes, I am. I want her to support our organization. So she actually went up outside for a minute, and I just went and talked to her. She gave me her manager's number. So really how it happens is every celebrity typically has a manager, a publicist, an agent. And so I'm always looking for a way to break into a celebrity circle. And there's a database that I use, and I will just call them and I will say, you know, I work for Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. I would really love for your celebrity to support our organization. And it's surprising how many do. I mean, who doesn't want to help save kids' lives? But I would say it's really challenging because there are millions of charities out there. But I believe in our cause, and I believe in these kids, and I believe that they deserve to have an unbelievable experience. And I know that celebrity can deliver it, so I will do anything for that.
What has been one celebrity that's gone above and beyond?
Oh my gosh. One of my favorite experiences that I've ever had. So after Chris Pratt was in the movie Guardians of the Galaxy, I read online that he had saved his costume and he wanted to go visit the kids at the hospitals. So I reached out to his publicist. I had no relationship with her. I just reached out. I'm like, hey, I read this article. I heard Chris wants to visit the kids. So we schedule a special visit at Children's Hospital Los Angeles, and the kids are watching the movie in the Child Life playroom, and Chris comes out in his superhero outfit. These kids have no idea. Right before their eyes, a real life superhero walks into the room, and what he does is he actually lets them try on the jacket and everything. It was so incredible. But what was so impressive about Chris Pratt is when he walked into the hospital that day, and this was the first time I'd met him. I've done a couple of hospital visits with him since. He's like, Kelly, I need to get this on my calendar to come to the hospital every month. Like, it's something that he really cared about. He wasn't just there for the publicity. He was there to make a difference in those kids' lives that day. And then after we did that, we did individual patient room visits. And he was only supposed to stay for an hour, and he stayed for 2 hours. He met with one kid in particular. His name is Dylan. Dylan passes like over 30 kidney stones a day. He's in severe pain, and Dylan loves the Lego movie. His whole room in CHLA is made of Legos. He has a hospital that are all made of Legos, and Chris Pratt was in the Lego movie. And so they got to do dialogue from the movie together, and I just got to film that and watch that. And he didn't care about his time, his watch, where he had to go. He was there for Dylan. And I'm telling you, that was one of the coolest experiences I've ever had. But I have to share one more.
Share the ball, please.
I was at CHLA earlier this year with Chris Pine. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Chris Pine, but he's in a movie coming out this week, A Wrinkle in Time. And was in Wonder Woman. Just a really great guy. He's just like Chris Pratt, has a heart of gold. He's so grateful to be able to help these kids. Yes, we like people named Chris. And we went back to CHLA, and he went to visit Dylan as well. And he spent 2 hours with Dylan in his room playing Legos, and he also brought John Chow from the movie Star Trek, and they just sat there and had a contest of who could build the Lego set the fastest, but it took like an hour and a half. And he had his hospital gown on and his mask because Dylan's very sick, but he did that. He didn't want media, no publicity. I'm going to do this and show up for this kid. And so I get to witness that over and over and over again. And especially during our year together, we had amazing moments. I remember the first time we got to do something together. This was your very first visit. We are in Chicago together. We got to go to Lurie Children's Hospital. It was a really difficult day for you. You had some things going on. And I was empathetic because I'm like, wow, I don't know how she's handling some of these challenges she's got going on right now. But you put all of that aside and you walked into that hospital and you gave those kids everything that you had. And it was so cool. You were down on the floor with them. You were coloring with them. Like, kids were just all over you. It was a really, really, really special day.
I'm really happy this is a podcast. You can't see me crying.
Yeah. But that's what it's about. It really is. It's those moments that matter. So I'll do anything to help make those moments happen for a miracle kid. Or any kid, really.
I really will.
Since your job revolves around celebrity relations, who's like the one big fish that you're would love to bag for CMN Hospitals? We're going to put this out into the universe.
Oh, wow.
Okay, because when you put things out into the universe, things happen.
Okay, so I recently did a hospital visit with Gal Gadot, Wonder Woman.
Oh my God.
She's so incredible. One of the nicest people I've ever met. And I really want Gal Gadot to do more with Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. But we kind of already have a relationship with her. So I'm going to talk about someone I don't have a relationship with. And I think that would be, oh my gosh, Bruno Mars. Let's get Bruno Mars involved, okay? I love him.
He would be amazing.
I mean,
24 karat magic, yes, amazingness.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I love him. And you know who I've actually worked with recently and I really want to support us is Imagine Dragons. Yeah. They're incredible human beings. They have a foundation because they met a kid who died of cancer, and so all they do is raise money to help kids with cancer. I love the song Thunder. I'm obsessed with Thunder, and they're great. But like a really big fish, can you help me? Can you think of someone that I should be working with? Like, there's so many big names in Hollywood. I mean, I wouldn't mind working with Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
I think she's pretty amazing.
You should get, yeah, Emma Stone.
Oh yeah, Emma Stone.
Just Jennifer Lawrence.
Who just presented
with
Oscars. Yeah, that would be really great.
Their whole little friend group. Yeah. We can get Amy Schumer in.
Yes,
although
yes.
Maybe her comedy might not be best for the kids.
Yeah, that might be a little questionable. Yes.
The parents would love
yes,
it.
Yes, yes. Oh yeah, our moms would love that.
We should get Oprah.
I cannot believe that I did not say that. Oprah has been on my bucket list forever. And I know a lot of people who work with her. John Schneider, our co-founder, is on one of her TV shows, The Have and the Have Nots. Amy Purdy is very good friends with her. Amy's a supporter of ours. Marie Osmond is a very good friend of Oprah's. There has got to be a way for Oprah to support Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. And I am putting it into the universe right now that Oprah Winfrey is going to know who we are, and she is going to be so excited to support us, and I cannot wait, because guess what? She's going to be a guest on the Untold Miracles podcast, and it's going to be epic.
There we go. Well, you've had a lot of Miracle Kids in your tenure. Mm-hmm. How long have you been with the organization?
I started 22 years ago.
So you've had the opportunity to see some of these kids grow up before your very eyes. And I know you have lots of special little boyfriends and little relationships.
I'm so grateful. I can't get a boyfriend in my 40s, but like under 10, I have like dominated that market. I've got a 7-year-old boyfriend, an 8-year-old boyfriend, a 10-year-old boyfriend. I actually just got a new boyfriend tonight, and his name is Tavares, and you might know him from the Ellen show. He's been on Ellen like 5 times, and he's a little dancer. Yeah. He is 6 years old, and tonight he said he'd be my boyfriend.
Oh my gosh, yeah, you are killing
really
cute. It.
He's just so cute. And you know, it's in a very innocent way, but I love these little kids. He's just so precious, and yeah, I'm really lucky, but I want to tell you about one kid that has really impacted my life. 1996, I'm at Walt Disney World, and we meet one child from every state that's been treated at our children's hospital, and I get to meet the champion from the state of Virginia, and his name is Josh Sundquist. He'd lost his leg, amputated at the hip from cancer, and he didn't have good odds to survive, but he survived, and I'm like, this kid is so amazing. They had created this amazing miracle story. I got to watch it. His dad's all crying, and I see Josh, and I'm like, he's going to do something. 20 years later, we're still friends. He is now a very famous motivational speaker, author, Paralympian, YouTuber. And one really amazing thing about his story, his ski coach said that he had a 1 in a million chance of making the Paralympics team, and he made the Paralympics, and he competed in Torino, Italy.
With one leg.
With one leg. Yes, he's amazing. But if you want to talk about, like, it's really hard to talk about favorites, but we both have a favorite, and we're going to have to bring him up. We have so many special kids that mean the world to us, but one of those is Maverick Schutte. Maverick's had over 40 heart surgeries. He was born with a heart condition, and he is honestly inspires me so much to live life to the fullest. He's been so sick his whole life, but you would never know it. And we had a really unbelievable experience. We were in Washington, D.C. together, me and you, and we were with Maverick on a bus, and we were with another little child named Nolan, and they were flirting with you, and in their cutest little voice, they said, "Miss America, can we get your phone number, Miss America?" Maverick got Kara's phone number, I think. He had lady skills back then. He still does today. If you guys don't know him, you can Google Maverick Schutte. Google Maverick Schutte and Big Poppy, and you'll watch one of the most amazing miracles I've ever witnessed.
And you made that happen.
Well, I would say God made that happen, but I will tell your listeners really quick about it. Maverick loves the Red Sox. I love the Red Sox. He's from Wyoming. I'm from Wyoming. He was born June 11th. I'm born June 11th. And he loves Big Poppy and the Boston Red Sox. So I reached out to Big Poppy to see if he would do a video for Maverick. And he sent a video to Maverick and said, "Big Maverick, I love you, buddy. I'm praying for you. Keep the faith. And I'm going to hit a home run for you tonight." And in the bottom of the 8th inning, at Fenway Park against the New York Yankees, he was 0-for-3 that night, and he got up to bat against one of the best relieving pitchers in the game, and he hit a home run for Maverick. And it was truly one of the most special moments in my life. I was crying, Kara, like, because I was in my room. I didn't think he'd hit a home run. You just don't promise a kid you're going to hit a home run and hit a home run. And when that happened, I got down on my knees, and I'm like, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God, because in that moment, I knew he was aware of Maverick. Maverick sent a video back to Big Poppy, said, "Big Poppy, you never let me down, and I'm going to try my hardest to get to Fenway Park to meet you." And the next thing I knew was 12 days later, I was on a private plane from Cheyenne, Wyoming, with Maverick Schutte for him to meet his hero and throw out the first pitch at a Boston game. And that was one of the best days of my entire life.
And that's what this organization has the power to do, what you have the power to do, really, because you're the only person in this whole big enchilada that does what you do. And like the fact that you have such selflessness to be able to put these kids first and make these miracles happen for them, like it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen.
Well, it's not about me, that's for sure. Like, I feel like I get inspiration. So the day the Maverick miracle happened, if I would not have been on Instagram that day and saw my friend Kevin Millar, who played with the Red Sox and Big Poppy, if I wouldn't seen him with Big Poppy that day, that would have never happened. But for some reason, I saw him on Instagram and like, go reach out to Big Poppy. But like, we have to do little things ourselves. We have to, when we have an inspiration to do something, we have to act. You have no idea what is on the other side of taking that action. Pay attention to your gut. It's always talking to you.
Ever wonder where you can get one of those awesome custom Snapchat geo filters? Or maybe you're thinking about starting your own podcast or lifestyle brand, but you don't know how to go about getting your logos and branding set up. Socialyte has you covered. Started by fierce female entrepreneur Alexa Rogers, Socialyte Design creates custom Snapchat geo filters, custom printables, logos, and can help make your wedding, bachelorette, birthday, or any event even more special. Lucky for you, she's offering What We Do listeners an awesome deal. Just use code WHATWEDO at sociallightdesign.etsy.com and all first-time clients will receive 10% off your first order. That's coupon code WHATWEDO at social, S-O-C-I-A-L, light, L-I-G-H-T, design.etsy.com. And you can check them out at Socialyte Design on Instagram. Now back to the show.
You have this incredible way with words, an incredible way of communicating with people. And outside of CMN hospitals, you also have this speaking ability, this dream. So I would love for you to talk about that.
You know, for so long, I've had a dream of becoming a motivational speaker. And I've really had it for over 10 years. And 2 years ago, I decided I'm going to be a motivational speaker. So I went and I got a venue and I invited all my friends and family. And I got up and I got to talk about miracles. And it was like the greatest day of my life. And I always, after I got done speaking, I'm not married. I've never been married, but I'm like, and I've always had a dream to get married. I'm like, if I get married, I know this day will be what better than my wedding day because I got to live a dream. Like, I can't tell you how happy I was in that moment to actually do what I've always wanted to do. I got to inspire people telling these Miracle Kids stories. And that's all I want to do. I want to give people hope. I want to help them. I want to help them struggle less. And I've had so many challenges with anxiety and depression and body dysmorphic disorder and addictive behaviors. Like, I've had a lot of struggles, but that's why I want to help these kids so much is because I've had so much pain. I want them to have less pain. And that's why I'm so inspired to do what I do.
Can you talk a little bit about how you grew up and your family? And I know that you have some really special nieces and nephews.
Yes.
And how that kind of shapes who you are as well.
I grew up in Wyoming in a Mormon family. Mormon families really are into everything is all about the family. And so I have siblings that have 11 kids total. So 11 nieces and nephews. And because I don't have my own children, my nieces and nephews are like my own kids, and my miracle kids are like my own kids. And so we've just always been tight-knit, and it's always been about service and giving back. I really am so grateful that was instilled in me at a young age because that's why we're on earth. What can we do to help other people? It doesn't get bigger than that. We are here to connect in love, period.
And you've gained that from your incredible family.
Yeah. I'm so blessed. I have like the best mom and dad in the world. Yeah, I couldn't be more lucky.
So when you meet young women that are just starting out in their careers, you know, you've seen a lot. So what is your biggest advice to a young woman that's just entering into, maybe it's an entry-level job, first job out of college? What was that like for you, and what is your advice?
I'm so excited to share this advice because I don't know how this was instilled in me, but thankfully I think this is what has got me really to have some amazing life experiences. Dream big. I believe that anything is possible. The challenge is determining what it is that you want to do in life. But once you decide what you want to do in life, you can do anything. So when I was a little girl, I had a dream to work for the Denver Broncos. I was a fan since I was 5 years old. When they would lose on Sunday, I would cry and journal about it. I would be depressed until they won their next game. They lost 4 Super Bowls in a row. I was devastated, like devastated. I couldn't function if my team lost. Well, I go to college at Brigham Young University. I intern in the sports information department, and I have a dream to work for the Broncos. I go to Denver right when I'm about to graduate from college and I'm in the hotel room. There's a Denver Broncos mouse pad in the hotel. And I'm like, I should call the Denver Broncos up. I'm in town. I'm just going to call them up. Talk to a guy. His name was Jim Sacamano, director of public relations. And I said, Jim, can I please come meet with you? He's like, who are you? I'm like, I want to work in the NFL. Can I please come talk to you? He's like, I don't have time. I'm like, I need 5 minutes of your time. I took a taxi. I remember the ride to this day. Go to this facility. He comes and meets me. He's like, what can I do for you? And I go, I want to know what I need to do to work for this football club. And I got hired. I got a job.
My dream job.
He walked out of the room, brought my boss into the room. He said, I want to introduce you to Bill Harpel. Someone had just left the day before. And I drove back to Utah, got a phone call. I was hired. I packed my bags up and I drove to Denver. And that's how I started my career out of college. But it's because I dreamed big. I would not take no for an answer. And I believed anything was possible. And that was a big defining moment in my life, to know at such a young age I can do whatever. And I think that's what makes me fearless when I talk to these celebrities. Yeah. It's like, you know what? I will ask anyone to do anything. I don't care, because I believe anything is possible. But if you don't ask and you don't take that first step, you're going to end up exactly where you were before you started.
Yeah. I think that definitely comes with a big piece of confidence. You are so confident in who you are, what you have to say, and what you know that you can offer this other person. I think as women, sometimes like we're scared to go up and ask for what we want. We're scared. So like, have you ever experienced challenges in the workplace of like, you know, maybe you were scared of asking for that raise, or you were scared of asking for that, like the real role that you wanted? Have you ever experienced anything like that?
Yeah, there have definitely been times over my career where I haven't been willing to use my voice and speak up. But as I've been further down the road, I am so willing to ask for what I want, because nobody else has your back but you. You've got to take care of yourself. And I would say in those situations, you just have to know that you need to use your voice. You really do. You need to ask for what you want, always. What's the worst that could happen? They might say no. So what? They say no. And I have some people in my family where they won't ask for what they want. I'm like, and even one of our coworkers, she's like, I don't believe that you will actually go up to these people and ask them, like, what's the worst that could happen? They're going to say no?
Yeah, it's scary.
It is scary to a lot of people. I have to tell you a funny story. So I went to a podcast convention with my assistant, Stephanie, a couple months ago, and I was on fire. I'm like, I just want to tell everybody about the podcast. Like, I just want everybody to listen about these miracles. And we're in the airport on the way home, and I am going up to strangers in the airport, and I am giving them my card. I'm like, do you listen to podcasts? You should check out Untold Miracles podcast. And literally, they would take it and be like, oh, cool, I'm going to check it out. And Stephanie is watching me, and she is mortified. She's like, I'm like, Steph, I'll like pay $25 every card you give out. Like, she's like, no, I would never, ever, ever do this. Like, I could not go up to a stranger and ask them to listen to a podcast. I'm like, why wouldn't I? I want people to listen to the podcast. I want them to be inspired.
You're doing a lot of work for it.
It's not about me. It's about what can I deliver for them. And if you always go with that intention, then everything's going to be okay.
Well, I think that also speaks to marketing, and like, how does anybody become successful? They take what they want. They go up to people, they promote themselves, they understand their brand. And that's a huge part of not only podcasting, but what you want to do as a motivational speaker. And like, you understand your brand and you've been able to define it through all of these amazing tools at your disposal.
Yeah, and I would say one thing that's really helped, and I think this could help anyone in life be successful. I was mentored very young on gratitude. And what really helps me in my relationships with celebrities is they actually know that I care about them. This is not a transaction. I care about them. It's not about what they can do for me. It's what I can do for them back. And it's appreciation. Once we've done something together, they're going to know how grateful I am. They're going to hear from the miracle kid themselves. So it's all about relationships. You've got to get really good about making people know that you care. And so many people actually don't care. And that's why these relationships don't last. But you actually need to choose to care, make people know that they matter, that you see them, that they're heard, that you listen. And if you can do that, you can have relationships with anybody.
I know that you have a very unique perspective on relationships, and I would love for you to share that if you're comfortable with that.
Yeah. So it's interesting. I actually just did a dating podcast about a week ago, and it was on being single and dating. And yeah, so I have never been married, and I find it very challenging to find men that have the same values that I do. And that's really important to me. In my past, I wasn't as concerned about that. But as I get older, I want to be on the same page of what that looks like. And so it's made dating a little bit difficult. I have some pretty interesting values that that make it challenging to these days and age to have connections.
Yeah. Well, with, let's say a young girl is like going through a relationship with somebody, maybe it's not quite right. Yeah. Maybe, you know, she's making excuses for that person or accepting things that aren't exactly the way that they should be. And you've gotten out of relationships before because you've seen something you didn't like and you were like, okay, bye. So what is your advice to that girl? And how do you know when that's happening? How do you put yourself first?
Well, I'm excited to talk to that girl right now because I've made a lot of bad choices in my 26 years of dating. And I wish that I would have talked to that girl at 16, at 17, and 18. And I wish I could have told her that she's enough, that she's beautiful, that she's perfect. She doesn't need anything from anyone to make her feel whole because she's divine. And I think if I would have known that at such a young age, then I wouldn't allow myself to be treated less than a beautiful daughter of God. And I think a lot of times in dating relationships, we forget that. And we look for things outside of ourselves to help us feel enough. But no one can give you that. It has to come from within. So when people don't treat you the way that you deserve to be treated, you can't accept that ever. And I wish that I would have made better choices because there have been times in my life where I definitely allowed myself to be in relationships where I was not honored, I was not respected, and it's not okay. And it's not okay to young girls who are listening to this to be with a man who doesn't treat you like a queen because you truly are, and you need to know that. And I struggle with it to this day. You know, I think a lot of times we just want to know that we're good enough, and I struggle with that every day.
Oh, but you are.
But you know what, though? Even though I struggle with it, I choose to show up every day.
So I like to ask my guests about like a particular defining moment that's a turning point for you. It could be good or bad, but I think we all have one that's something that defines who we are truly. So I don't know if something comes to mind.
I've actually had a lot of defining moments in my life, and some of the hardest ones were like the best thing ever. They didn't feel that way in the time, but I think a defining moment in my life was when I was 17 years old. I had to have back surgery, and they went in and they took bone off my hip and they wired and fused it in the cracks both sides of L4 and L5, and I was down for 6 months. I was in pain for so long. And so that gave me an empathy for these miracle kids that I would have never had I not had my own physical pain for so long. And because of that, I think I am much better at my job. I'm much better at having empathy for anyone who has pain.
Kelly, thank you so much. You've been an incredible guest. I can very confidently say that few people talk about their lives and their jobs with as much passion and happiness as you do. So thank you for sharing your story and being so real.
Thank you so much. And I'm just so grateful for the opportunity, and I'm so grateful for our friendship. You truly have been a friend to me since the day we met that day in the hospital. And I am blessed to know you, and our listeners are blessed to get to listen to you because you have such a passion for helping other people. You're not doing this just, you know, you're doing this because you want to create content that helps people. And so I'm just grateful that you're doing it. And I know you've got a lot of things going on right now, and the fact that you make time to do the podcast and amidst everything else just shows that you care about your listeners. That's awesome.
Well, I love you very much. And where can
people— I love you more.
No. where can people find the Untold Miracles podcast?
It is on iTunes, Untold Miracles. You can listen on Google Play, Spotify. You can go to the website, untoldmiracles.org, and you can listen to guests from Dr. J to Dr. Oz to Nick Cannon to Twitch to Amy Purdy, like I mentioned. And I think that you might need to be a guest on the podcast.
Great. And if
let's
people,
make that happen.
We will definitely find time for that. And if people want to get in touch with you about your speaking, is there a place?
Yeah, I have a website. It's bookkellydavis.com.
Thanks for listening. Tune in every Wednesday for the latest episode of the What We Do by Kira Kazantsev podcast. Follow @Kira Kazantsev and @What We Do Podcast on Instagram
for the latest podcast updates, or go to whatwedo.live or whatwedopodcast.com for our blog, bonus content, and info. Questions? Email us at info@whatwedo.live. See you next week.
What We Do by Kira Kazantsev is mixed and mastered by Resonate Recordings. Interested in starting your own podcast? As a What We Do listener, you can go to resonaterecordings.com to get your first episode produced for free. Just let them know we sent you. If you have a podcast or are considering starting one, I can't recommend them enough. They are amazing audio engineers that understand podcasting like no one else. Go to resonaterecordings.com to get your first episode produced for free today.